August 30th, 2022, month-end meeting at 6:45, followed by a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
The clerk is all set?
Ready.
All right. And I think it's going to be for that, I guess.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And I think we're waiting. Do we still need a couple more signatures, or we're all set? We're all set?
Yep.
Awesome. And I don't think I had any vouchers, one for discussion. It's for Chandler Tractor?
Yes.
What was that voucher?
So Chandler Tractor is for the highway. There was a repair that was done to one of the 2002 Freightliners. Mm-hmm. It was split, but total combined, it's $3,623.88, mm-hmm. And so it requires board approval.
And we had already approved how much, or did we approve?
You hadn't approved anything.
The threshold's 2,000.
The threshold's 2,000, and each individual came under that, but we don't want to split costs.
Okay. The board's okay with that. I'll entertain a motion to pay the voucher to Chandler Tractor an amount of $3,623.88. And this would be from account DB5138.492 in the amount of $1,704.88, with the remaining coming out of DB5130.405.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, we do have a couple of transfers. First one is to transfer $155 from account A1990.4, which is general contingent account, to account A4220.4, which is the general narcotics control. And the transfer of funds is to cover drug testing fees for town employees. And I think what's going on there, I've indicated in the past, is that our costs have increased from what we budgeted, budget time, and so this is to cover that increase in costs.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then a transfer $10,000 from account A 1110.1, which is General Justice's Personnel Services, to account A1220.1, which is General Supervisor Personnel Services, and the transfer of funds to fulfill Resolution 2022-236.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Right.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So I think that's all I have.
The sign, Chandler Tractor.
Okay.
There's two.
So I think this is really easy if we wrap this up in a minute or so.
Right.
Yeah, it's always good.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
President.
What's up?
All right, we're going to get started this evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to a meeting of the regular meeting of the Borough Town Board. board for August 30th, 2022, and ask for the clerk to call a roll for establishing a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And everyone, please rise for a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. First item on this evening's agenda is the customary approval of minutes. We have two sets. The first is for August 9th, 2022, which was a regular town board meeting. And the second is for August 18th, which was a special town board meeting. And we will take those separately. Someone would like to move the first one.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular town board meeting minutes from August 9th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And for August 18th.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the special town board meeting minutes from August 18th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I understand.
Motion carries. Agenda item two is the water and sewer department. First item, I want to make the board and the public aware. I received correspondence from Town of Queensbury's Water Wastewater Department in relation to the cost of water. As you know, they do adjustments to our bills as they go through and look at actual costs for the preceding 2 years earlier. And so the actual cost of production for water in 2021 was $1.18 per 1,000 gallons, $1.13 per 1,000 gallons plus the 5 cent transmission cost. And the year 2021 budgeted rate was $1.17 per 1,000 gallons. And they are going to debit our account for that period 1 cent per 1,000 gallons, and this is due to the purchase of a spare 125 horsepower motor and a spare 300 horsepower motor at a cost of about $41,000. So if you look at the meter use for 2021, it was 212,763,500 gallons at an additional penny per 1,000. That equates to $2,127.63. And that's going to be added to our fall bill. So just want to make everybody aware of that. Next item I have is the outer district agreement. Board members have had a copy of this, I believe, for a couple of weeks. This has been reviewed by special counsel and our engineers, and if you recall, the board wanted to have an agreement drafted to be incorporated into our code so that we had the framework in place from an administrative standpoint for or a mechanism whereby outside users through a certain process could become an outside district user and be able to use the infrastructure. So I've gone through the draft agreement. There were a few typos, commas, quotes, things like that, but nothing of substance that needs to be changed. I'm not going to go through each typographical change, but we'll make special counsel aware of those if the board ratifies that this evening. So, I don't know what the board's thought is on that outside user agreement. I know Mike Pony would like to have one. Our water superintendent would like to have one in
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense if they want to agreements get in or out. So if you're going to just address all the small type lawyers as a whole, or agrees fine if the council agrees.
I'm in support of moving forward as well with an agreement to add people to the sewer district.
Any other discussions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adopt a district user agreement for addition to our town code.
So moved.
I'll second.
Right, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Was there anything else you needed with that for our vote?
No.
The next item I have, also under Water and Sewer Department, we have some requests from Mike Boomer, our Water Superintendent, in relation to the issue of utility billing and credit card processing with a customer portal. And we asked the Water Department to get us quotes and provide recommendations to the board. I know the Water Committee also spoke with our Water Superintendent, and so he does have some recommendations for us to act on this evening. The first being the RVS utility billing system. He indicates that it's very user intuitive and it's used by thousands of utilities, including several here in Saratoga County. The system will come with all of our customer data preloaded to the program. The initial cost of the software will be $8,045, and then the bills will be printed on a postcard type bill. And so he's looking for initial order of 10,000 bills, which will be $614.90. So he does have several quotes. And they are, the first that he has is for Next Bill Pay, which has a price of, I'm sorry, the first one is RVS Billing, which has a price of $8,045 for initial fees. Then after the first year, there's a $1,200 annual support cost associated with it. The next vendor is Edmunds Gov Tech, which had a price of $8,000 initial fees, but then there's a $2,000 in annual support cost thereafter. And then the third vendor that he reached out with is Tyler Technologies Incode, which had a price of $15,995 in initial fees. The Water Superintendent is recommending that we go with RVS Utility Billing. Actually strongly recommends it. If the board recalls, we have budgeted $8,000 for our BAS water maintenance program. And this money would come out of account CW8310.4, which has a current balance of $697,211.06 as of July 31st. So I know what the board's pleasure is on that. I'd recommend moving forward with it this evening.
Yeah, I would follow along with the recommendation from the department head. So,
yeah, I guess my only things would be the I like this recommendation for the fact of preloading all of our accounts. I'm assuming after that it would be on us to take over at that point for any software updates or account added accounts. Or would it still be through that service?
I think it's a certain annual service. My understanding with after talking with Mike. So if the board would like to move forward with that, the resolution would be to utilize RVS utility billing for a price of $8,045 initial fees with a $1,200 annual support after the first year, and authorize the supervisor to approve the necessary documentation for that service.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next request that he has this evening is for a heavy-duty printer. He said that the system will require a heavy-duty printer to print high volume on card stock. W.B. Mason, $1,390 is his recommendation. He did secure quotes from other vendors, with the first being W.B. Mason at $1,309. The second is Dell at $1,359. The third is Staples at $1,309, and the fourth is Lexmark, price of $1,309. This would be paid for from account CW8310.2, which has a balance of $11,775 as of July 31st, 2022. And if you recall, at budget time, we had earmarked $1,500 for miscellaneous supplies, which is where this would be drawn. So his recommendation is to go with W.B. Mason.
I would make a motion to purchase the heavy-duty printer from W.B. Mason, $1,309 from account CW8310.2.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the third request. Is to update the town's utility billing system. Since the current billing software will no longer be supported, he has, I'll just describe his recommendations go as next bill pay for a reason that integrates and updates in real time the RBS system. In other words, if someone is to make a payment online, it's instantaneous. So, you know, if somebody calls a follow-up, they'll see it that happened. There's no 24-hour lag. It's essentially real time. It includes a web portal for customers which stores history of water usage, so people can see what they used previously. It includes two-card readers and a virtual terminal. All portal use and features are optional, include one-time payments, auto bill pay, text alerts, text pay, email alerts, email pay, text and email alerts for other customer notifications. The cost is $1,295 for setup, and credit card and debit card up to $350 are $2.50 over $350 and 2.75%. All checks are $1 fee. So he is recommending, after receiving quotes from NextBill, the amount of $1,295 initial fee, $75 minimum fee for town, and then the $250 or 2.75% over $350 per transaction. The second is PayClix, which is a price of $1,000 initial fees, $34.95 minimum fee for town, per $10 for billing archive, 30 cents plus 3% transaction. The third vendor is Heartland, a price of no initial fees, but 10 cents plus 2.6% per transaction. And a fourth vendor, Forte, which is what the town currently uses, of it's at 2.45% per transaction. The water superintendent's recommendation is next bill pay. Due to its lower overall cost between both the town and the town residents. And this would come from account CW8310.4, which has a balance as of $697,211.06 as of July 31st, 2022.
I would make a motion to approve the using the vendor next bill pay at a price of $1,295, $75 minimum fee for town, $2.50 or 2.75% per transaction.
And authorize the supervisor.
And authorize the supervisor to sign the documents.
I'll move it just to hit the discussion. I'll just have a couple questions. So, second.
Discussion.
Now, is that the fee? Is that going to be attached? Is that the fee that we're paying as the town, or is that going to be attached to their bills?
The town would be responsible for it, but ultimately the ratepayer will pay for it.
Sounds like it has a lot of benefits.
Any other discussion? Nope. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 3 is Recreation Department. So, if the town recalls, we received a grant, federal grant, an amount of $250,000 to do the trail, construct a trail on Big Bend down by the river. And so we authorized the LA group to put together a proposal to do a number of things, about four key areas. The first site topographic surveys, they have to do detailed elevation surveys, which is pretty time consuming. Obviously they have to do archaeological services, and then they have offered to do grant administration services and the construction administrative service. And we have with us tonight Michael Penich. Who I met with as recently as last Thursday. And just to go over the original proposal that the board members received or provided to the town back in June. And if you had looked at the schedule in that, it needed to be updated. So Michael was kind enough after our meeting to go ahead and update the dates. With the plan to have this completed, construction completed by the end of 2023. And so he's with us this evening. I'm just going to go over the costs that are outlined. If the board members have questions, I'll ask Michael to come to the podium and to address any questions from board members. So the site and topographic survey services would be a lump sum fee of $12,500. The archaeological services would be a lump sum fee of $8,450 with a potential additional lump sum fee of $8,000 for a phase two investigation if required. And that would only be if you uncover some archaeologically significant items in that area. The grant administration services would be a lump sum fee of $12,000. And finally, construction administrative services would be a lump sum fee of $19,000, which I believe comes to a grand total of $59,950. And just as a reminder to board members, the funding for this project is partially provided by Parks. Through the Recreational Trails Grant Program, there is a cost share summary attached. The total project we're estimating to be $312,500, and we do have, as I mentioned, the $250,000 coming from the federal government, and the remaining $62,500 would be the town's matching share. Right now, the existing town's contract with the LA group is for preliminary design phase and final design phase, which has a lump sum value of $33,300. So that can be applied to the matching share, which would result in about $29,000 left for town matching. So, very exciting project. I'll ask Michael to come up. Any board members have any questions, feel free to ask away.
Now, does this take us through all the phases, or is it just through phase one?
It'll be the phase one will be the construction of the primary trail loop per the map towards the back of your packet there. 11 by 17 foldouts has kind of the grand vision, but highlighted on that map, you'll see that it's extent of this project that's being funded right now will begin at the parking lot, go along the river, and then loop around the main parcel and back. And the idea is to provide kind of an immediate accessible trail for the community.
Any other questions?
I don't have a lot of questions. I know I'd like to thank Councilman Tassel, who's not here, for how much on the rec side that he's put into this, speaking with you and the supervisor's office. I'm definitely excited to see it get started, and I think it's going to have a big benefit for the town, and I hope to see all three phases done sooner than later.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of questions either. We've been talking about this for quite some time, and I feel like we've been preparing here for a while, and it's nice that we're in a spot where we can make it happen and get something down there that people can get down and use.
I would just comment that I know the county is very excited about it, wants to assist us in the build out, especially heading underneath the Northway. That's phase three.
Yep.
With a connection to state and county trails eventually. So I know that they will be helpful to us as we move through the process.
Yes, and I think that completing phase one will show kind of the commitment to the project as a whole and begin the momentum so that phases two and three can be followed up in short order.
Yeah, and I've secured three county grants to help us out with this project. So. Very excited.
Good. I appreciate all.
Thank you very much for coming this evening. Appreciate it. So, if everybody would like to move forward, I'd entertain a motion to engage the services of the ALA group per their June 15th proposal that was revised on August 29th, 2022. In relation to the proposal for extra services for the Roe Big Bend Trail Phase 1 project, which includes survey, archaeological, grant administration, and construction administration, in an amount not to exceed $59,950, and authorize the supervisor to sign the necessary documents upon review and approval of town government.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I have is listed as Highway Department. Received a resignation letter from town's highway superintendent Paul Joseph, dated August 30th, 2022. I'll read it into the record. It says, to the residents of the town of Monroe and town board, please accept this letter as notice of my formal retirement as highway superintendent of the town of Monroe. My last day of service will be September 30th, 2022. Having been a part of the highway department for 23.41 years and serving as highway superintendent for the past 13 years, I would like to thank all the residents of the town of Monroe for the support through each election and daily activities. I am at a time in my life where I need to concentrate on my health and family. Again, I would like to say thank you for letting me serve our town. Kind regards, Paul A. Joseph. So, just like to thank Paul for his years of service to the residents of the town of Monroe, and wish him well in all of his future endeavors. However, it will require a resolution to accept this resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just like to again say thank you to him. I met with him yesterday. He'll be tough to replace.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5 is building department. If the board recalls, I think it was the last meeting, 2 years ago, town board received a petition to change the zoning of the Town Monroe Industrial Park. And I don't know if other board members had a chance to review it. It's mostly a compile of signatures with addresses and phone numbers. And after carefully reviewing their request and recognizing that we have projects that have been approved, that are not yet built, and projects that are pending approval that would not be able to be there if we change the zoning in the industrial park, coupled with the fact that if you take a look at the town's comprehensive land use plan, we've had two of them since I've been on the board that have been adopted, one in 2008, another in 2019. A comprehensive land use plan that was drafted by with input from the planning board, the town board, a residential a group compiled of residents on the planning committee multiple times. They all came up with the same recommendation, and that is reasons to support current zoning designation from the Monroe Industrial Park. And they list that in the 2008 version of the town comprehensive plan called for the recruitment of businesses into the Monroe Industrial Park, and this recruitment remains as a focus and high priority of the current updated plan. They also noted Monroe's drastically lacking an industrial base. As per the comprehensive plan, 8 parcels out of 4,521 parcels, or 2%, in the town were under industrial land use classification in 2019. And the updated town comprehensive plan, which was formally updated on April 9, 2019, states that the Monroe Industrial Park represents the leading area for future industrial development in the town of Monroe. So, being respectful of the findings of the comprehensive land use report that did not vary from previous administrations, previous planning boards, my recommendation would be to not move forward with a change of zoning down there.
We have a discussion. Are we? Is there any? Are we looking for a resolution? Or
we don't need a resolution. No.
I would. I feel it's very similar to the way you do on this for all of those exact reasons, right? I think so. I am also not looking forward to change any zoning designations in the industrial park.
And I would just add also included in their findings. That states that the site plan as approved and the conditions that have been imposed ensure that the proposed project is minimally invasive and helps achieve the stated goals of limiting excessive noise, heavy truck traffic, odor, and extended hours of operation. Also addresses the plan initiative for plan area A, which, quote, encourages industry to move to our area and ensure industrial uses will not impact environmental resources. And in the final bolted statement in the adopted land use plan is that the town will work with SCDC to recruit new industry in the town's industrial zone districts. And we continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I support with the past boards, the planning boards, the comprehensive plan of the park. I'm not looking at this time to change the zoning of the park.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I obviously hate to restrict ourselves to the point where if you get out an ideal tenant who's willing to move their idea for 7 hours, change it to light industrial. I think in the future, I think the main thing is for me, anyways, is that no matter what comes into our industrial park, you know, should be thoroughly vetted properly. And like I say, I hate to miss out on the opportunity by lowering it to light industrial. So I think it should stay as it is.
Doesn't require action. I just wanted to bring it forward to the board since. You know, there was a group of residents that were looking for that, and I don't know if we can continue on. Thank you, everyone. Item 6, supervised items, I just have a few things to report. The most exciting one that I have to report is in relation to ARPA funds, county ARPA funds, as chairman of the board, I and my colleagues were very much supportive in assisting our nonprofits that were really negatively impacted by COVID in many different ways. And so we agreed to earmark the $44 million that the county had received in total, $2 million for use by nonprofits. And so we established a application process, and there was a subcommittee under the Law and Finance Committee that was charged with evaluating those entities to see whether they fell within the criteria for being funded or not. And I'm very happy to report that 170 entities around the county are going to receive funding anywhere in the range from $500 to $50,000. And then another 30 entities, which include volunteer fire companies, EMS, first responders, they will also receive some level of funding. But those that impact the residents of the town, and I'll read off the amounts that they'll be receiving. We have a Habitat for Humanity, Northern Saratoga, Warren County is going to receive $25,000. I have the checks in my office. I'll be providing them hopefully beginning tomorrow. South Dennis Falls Girls Softball received $10,000. South High Marathon Dance received $6,000. And Civic Center Moreau Incorporated received $6,000. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Southern Adirondacks received $4,000. Community Work and Independence Corporation received $2,500. And the Greater Adirondack Home Aid received $2,000. And finally, Tri-County Literacy Center Incorporated received $6,000. So we did pretty well for our residents in this process. So, I want to commend my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors for agreeing to move forward with this program, which will benefit, you know, a lot of nonprofits that do fabulous work on behalf of not only county residents, but also your town alone. So I'll be getting those checks out ASAP. Also some good news, we've got the mortgage tax receipts for the month ending July 31st. And the town of Moreau will receive $77,866, which I think is about to put us above what we had budgeted for. I have to check the record on that, but definitely good news. Also, board members and the public want to make you aware that the 17th Annual Saratoga County Planning and Zoning Conference for 2023 will be held on February 1st. At the City Center, and if anybody wants to attend that, just let me know. I'll put some contact with the County Planning Department, and we can make that happen. Also some good news, we have a vendor that has reached out to Town Row regarding electronics recycling. And they are willing to set up a day free of charge. All we have to do is advertise it at a transfer station where they will accept everything except televisions, electronic.
That's
and,
all people are
and it's they call it the it's the Capital Region Electronics Recycling. They do have a contact for that. If the board is in agreement, I can have my office go ahead and make plans for that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great benefit.
Their motto is anything with a board or a court,
except the tube television.
Except television. So, if you want me to move forward on that.
Yeah,
so that's all I have for supervisor items committee.
So he's resigning and he's retiring.
So then we have to accept it the 30th.
So I will amend my motion to accept his resignation on August 30th,
2022.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. So we're still under other business. Any other business for us? If not, we'll move to agenda item 10, privilege of the floor. We don't have to, but that's fine. So please state your name and address for the record. Come on up to the podium.
Virginia Lucy, 289 Boulevard. As many of you may already be aware, last Saturday there was a huge diesel truck rally at 30 Reservoir Road, the old T-Bird North property. The event was previously announced on Facebook and described as planned to be a very large rally. There were over 500 trucks and more than 1,000 people, with a PA system blaring music and loud truck burnouts on a specially constructed concrete pad, as well as burnouts on Reservoir Road where you can still see the tire tracks. This went on all afternoon and well into the night. As this disturbance continued into the evening, several of the neighbors, as well as us, called the sheriff to complain. Several times, officers visited the site and came back to report to the neighbors that there was nothing they could do about the disturbance because the town of Monroe had issued a permit for the truck rally, including the burnouts. The neighborhood is quite upset with the town for this. However, when we came to town hall yesterday to complain, we learned that, in fact, the town had issued no such permit. After some digging, we learned that the building department had issued a burn permit on August 25th, the Monday before the rally. Today, one of our neighbors communicated with the Saratoga Sheriff Department, and we learned that about 6:30 p.m., during the time of the rally, the resident had called the sheriff's dispatch line and told them that there was a permit issued by the town of Monroe for the rally, including loud music, burnouts, and smoke, in order to avert the rally being shut down when the neighbors called the police. This was done via a phone call, so the sheriff saw no proof of the permit but took the resident's word for it. If there are no repercussions for this misrepresentation, at least the town should know that there are a lot of people in the neighborhood who now believe that the town sanctioned this debacle and are now wrongly quite annoyed with the town. Also, in the past, my husband and I have made various complaints about zoning code violations taking place at this property, which the property occupant has been able to evade. I ask the town to be a little more skeptical in dealing with this resident in the future with an awareness that he is not always truthful. That's it.
Thank you. I'm aware of it. I was made aware of it Monday morning. I did talk with the building department to find out, what kind of permit was issued. We do not offer any kind of permit for those types of functions. The only permit that was issued and is authorized by the building department in that regard is for a bonfire. It's a 30-day permit. It's good for 30 days from the date of issuance. I think you said it was the 29th or 25th it was issued. The town building department, through its code enforcement officers, we typically do a warning, then a written notice, and then a summons to come into court. So I do know that the property owner was spoken to this morning and told, put him on notice, and it's going to be followed up with a written communication. So the next step would be a citation.
We appreciate that. But I think the point is really that it blows my mind that the guy was slick enough to call the police department and tell them there was a permit, so when the police showed up, they couldn't do anything about it and just pulled the wool over the sheriff's department.
So I do know that the sheriff's department is aware of what transpired, and I highly suspect that we'll problem.
I have to say, I'm almost more annoyed now than when I thought it was a town dude. It's like, really. And it's just, we have had problems, and every time we go to the building department, he manages to worm out of whatever the complaint is with some kind of excuse or other attribution to what's going on or whatever.
Well, I did, when I reviewed it further, I did see there was kind of an extensive file on.
Right. So, when next time something comes up, maybe just don't believe the guy. So,
the just for future reference, the process begins with a formal complaint.
Well, we have made some.
Right.
Yeah,
I saw that. But
yeah.
Just you know, as a reminder.
Right.
You know, I think like a phone call won't get the same action as a formal complaint.
Right. Well, we have sent formal. Yeah.
I have sent.
Yeah. So okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Just glad to be aware because you know you guys have a bad name now.
We appreciate you coming forward and saying that on both ends. I was made aware that Saturday night I spoke to some of the residents actually on Burke Road on Saturday night, and leaving my other hat off, I know that all the stuff the supervisor said is being addressed, so apologize, and obviously we didn't sanction it, and thank you for acknowledging that. If you spread that to your neighbors, we appreciate it, or my phone is always open, and or email, I can explain kind of what happened. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Any other individual wish to be heard?
Yes, good evening, board. Bob Vindiel, 40 Mount Road. Just circling back, 2 months ago I came in and asked about some of the projects going back to get some RFPs out, and I do realize that we got one in the works now with the LA group for the Nolan Road project. The other two were upgrading the tennis courts, which basically, when we did the master plan for the town that the town accepted, the 5-year master plan, we're almost out of that. We haven't addressed it yet. I think the courts have been 50 years since they've had any upgrade. It's embarrassing. I have people that play pickleball, you know, they go to Glens Falls by Cradle Park. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They go to Jenkinsville. They love it. I was up in Kittybuckport, Maine. They put a pavilion up. Multi-purpose pavilion for skating and pickleball, and they have light at night pickleball going on there. It's just gorgeous. So the needs there, the wants there, maybe if we can get an RFP out there, we'll figure out how to get the money to get it done. That's all I'm asking, get an RFP and see if it's doable. Second thing is additional fields are needed at rec. Bosey's has worked that area for 8 to 10 years now. It's time to get sprinkler in and some sod in. You can get a full field over there in a mini field relatively easily and inexpensively. Big Boom Trail's gone. Congratulations. Exciting. It's going to be good. So my next point is we're coming to the budget season. And I noticed that we used operating funds to cover maintenance items with rec. You know, we're running a little bit short. So what I did is I took our population and our spending per capita, just to see how we compare. So we're averaging between $21 to $22 per capita on our rec budget here. Guesstimating our budget total at about 350, with around 16,000 in population now. So we go north to Queensbury, they're averaging $48 per capita. So they have a budget of 1.1 million. Compared to our 350. We go a little bit south, we go to a population that's just a little bit bigger than us, Wilton. We're within 1,000. They're spending $65.31 per capita. So all I'm asking when you go to the budget, usually you go in, okay, we'll give you a 2% increase. Let's get into the ballpark where we need to be to have enough money to do it right. So, you know, go up from that 20 or so up to something that's comparable to our neighbors. Okay. Thank you.
You brought up the challenges working, you know, not comparing apples to apples, because the town of Wilton doesn't have a town tax. And if we didn't have a town tax, we could probably do a lot more of that too.
Well, there's a way they don't have a town tax, so.
Through economic development, and we're working toward that.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other individuals? Hearing seeing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.